8 years apart, but their second boy, and he was a thrilled daddy. Born your mother, everybody is very healthy, and so what a blessing that is. Amen. So be sure to congratulate them as soon as possible, or if you have contact details. It's a privilege again to have Brother Monty. How many of you have been to Fiji? Been to Fiji? Fijian, not Fijians, but Fiji travelers? Okay, a number of us, How many of you have been to see Brother Monty in Fiji before? You've been to Brother Monty in Sigatoka. We had a number in the first service. I had been over there, and Penny and Logan and Jojo Vivian had been there. So a few, but it's a wonderful place to go and visit, and of course it's wonderful to be able to see the Monties and the work. God is really blessed. It was great to see all the work and the pictures at 10 o'clock. He shared with what's been happening in Sigatoka. And Monty has become a good friend of us over the years, a good friend of IBC, and a good personal friend as well. As well as his wife Shoba, and Shoba makes some great Indian curries. I'm just saying, if you get a chance to visit, ask her to make a great Indian curry. So I enjoy it very much. So anyway, let's welcome Brother Michael Monty once again to the stage and give him a warm greeting, shall we? God bless you, brother. Come and share with us. Amen.
Well, it's still morning, isn't it? It's very cloudy outside. I thought it's going to be afternoon. It's good to be here this morning, and I enjoyed the service and the fellowship. It was great. Enjoying the cold weather. It's different than where I came from. We always have one temperature all the time, so it's nice. But thank you so much for having me this morning and also in this service so that I can share the burden that the Lord has laid in my heart to share with you. And I'm sure that you had your lunch so that we can stay here for another 4 hours if you like. But nevertheless, I'd like to say thank you from the bottom of our heart, me and my wife, for your support throughout the years and the work that has accomplished in the land of Fiji. And where we are in Sigatoka, the Lord is tremendously blessing us, the work, the school, the college, the teacher's training college, and health ministry and MI project where we are. This is all the ministry is extended in reaching out to the people for only one purpose, and that is for the glory of God. We are so grateful to be partnered together with you, and your prayers has been wonderfully be answered by God in many, 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 many things we do, trusting Him, and He provides in a many way in different ways to meet the challenges that is out there in the island of Fiji. So do pray with us, continue to pray, and we just say thank you for the laptops that Brother Ben has sending over for the use of the school, which we have been using it, and the children are enjoying it. So it has been a great and wonderful asset for the school as well. As we look to the Lord this morning, we are so grateful that we are saved. If you're not saved this morning, I got a good news to tell you, that Jesus saves. He's the only way to heaven. You can find all the way in the world, but nothing will take you to heaven until you come to know Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It's not just knowing Him. You need to know Him as your personal Savior. You need to experience Him in your heart as the Lord and your personal Savior. So this morning I'm going to speak on the subject of walking in the light of God. So if you can put the slides up, please, for me, that will be great. So here it says, walking in God's light. And we find that one in 1 John, in 1 John chapter 1. If you'd like to turn, or the scriptures will be on the screen for you to see, and as we go through it. So in verse 5, here the Bible says this: this then is a message, you know, that which we have from Him, and this is the Lord says, and declared unto you, God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Aren't you thrilled this morning and thankful that in God we have light? Our God is not with darkness. He is a God of light. And so he declares it unto you and I that he is God of light, and in him there is no darkness at all. In verse 6, the Bible says, if we say we have fellowship with him, not with anybody else, but with him, and walk in darkness, and this is the Bible declares, we lie and we do not the truth. So the Bible declares that if we want to have the fellowship with God, then we need to know him as our Lord and personal Savior. Coming to church is not only good enough, but we need to know him as our Lord and personal Savior so that we can walk with him, we can have fellowship with him, and he can shine his light in us and through us so that we may not lie. And in verse 7, the Bible says, as you see, this is what God's word says in verse 7, that if we walk in the light as he is light, we have fellowship one with another, the Bible says. We have fellowship that because of his light, and because we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the Bible says, and with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So there is a great transformation here in our life from one position to the other, from darkness to the light that the Lord has given us. We are the children of the light. Amen? Yeah, be excited. Be glad. We are the children of the light. I don't come for a funeral service, do I? No, we don't. We come to know the excitement of our Lord and our Savior who died for us and present this light in our lives so that we can take this light all over the world, wherever we go, wherever God calls us, we can present it to him. In verse 8, the Bible says, if we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves. So we become a deceiver because we say that, oh, I'm not a sinner. And the Bible says that we are all born sinners. So we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So we become a great liar before God. So we need to are very thankful to God that we know that his word is true, that we do not deceive ourselves, but not knowing the truth. Because we want to have that fellowship with God, then we need to know him as our Lord and Savior. In verse 9, he says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not some, not little, not just when he wants it, but once we make that profession of faith, knowing Christ as our Lord and Savior, as we want to shine that light to the world, we say to ourselves this morning that the Lord Jesus Christ has taken all my sin and he nailed it to the cross. And today I stand in his righteousness. And in verse 10, the Bible says, and here it says that if we say that we have not sinned, we have make him a liar. That's dangerous, isn't it? We're making God a liar. And the word is not in us. We don't know his word. His word is not in us. We make God a liar. So here is, we need to be very careful. Either we know him as my Lord and personal Savior, we don't. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you will come to know him. You'll recognize him as your Lord and Savior. He is a very important person in our life today. And he wants to do great things in you and through you if you're willing to say, Lord, here I am. As we sang that hymn, here I am, Lord. Just open your heart and he wants to come. And he wants to do something in your heart today that it won't be painful to you and I. He wants to do a great miracle. So our first point this morning is this, as we look unto the Lord, if you can change the slide for me, please. And that your proposition is that God desire, that is the God proposed to you and I, that his desire is that his people progress. There need to be a progress in our life, in our spiritual life, by walking in that light. So we need to not only know the light, it's not only that we come to know him, but it is our daily work. That needs to be a progress in our life. We need to progress in our spiritual life. We need to continue to walk in our spiritual light so that we can walk in the light that the Bible is talking about, so that we can take that round wherever we go. Not only on Sunday, we put the light and telling that people, I'm Christian and I'm walking in the light. We need to be doing this 24/7. Wherever we go, anybody can see, they can know that light that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ that will shine in us. So it needs to be a progressive light that is spiritual growth that we need to. And the second thing we need to know here is that our objective is that my purpose is, you know, to show that God will help, you know, His people, that you and I, to move forward to their spiritual life on a daily basis with victory. So God is giving us a victory daily. Not only when we have things arise and we're calling for victory, His victory is in every day God wants to give you and I. But we need to know that, you know, we walk, move forward to His will, and in His will is for walk in the spiritual life on the daily basis. Every day, every morning we woke up, what is our first thing we say? Oh, it's Monday again? Do I have to go to work? No, we woke up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for giving me a life again. I thank God that I'm alive. I thank God I can see the light. And make me that light, Lord, that I can shine in my work. Make me, Lord, shine in my school. I know that my colleagues may hate when I open my Bible and read, or my student friend may laugh at me when I close my eyes and pray and thank God for my food. That's a challenge, isn't it? It is always a challenge. So I need to now be an example and light so that they will wonder why. So that is a victory in Christ. We shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, because He wants us to progress. He wants us to have the desire in our heart so that you and I can walk for the glory of God, shining that light that is in us. And because any light, it is set on the mountain, is not be hidden. Everybody can see it. Everybody can know it. There is a light. There is a home right on top of the hill. So we should be that light for the glory of God. As we look to my first point this morning, in this portion of the scriptures that we have just seen, is that this is what God desires. This is what God wants. The first point is that we need to claim. There need to be a claim made here. And it is in verse 5 and verse 6 of our scripture this morning, as we see that the Bible says, no, and this then is the message which we have heard. He said, which we have heard from Him. He says that God is light. That's what He says, that God is light. That means there is His word is already declared to you and I, that our God is a God of light. We don't have a dead God. Aren't you excited about that? You come every morning, you woke up, you look to a living God, a true living God who lives in our heart. We don't need to go and bang some door. We don't need to go and, you know, bang something to make Him wake up. He's there. He's in us. And He knows that He is light. So He has a declaration that we need to make, that our God is a God of light. We need to tell people. We need to take this gospel, this message of this light to the people. And that is through you and I, we become that light to carry on the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we can see that there is a darkness. The darkness in the second part of the verse, which it says to you and I, and in Him there is no darkness at all. In this God that we serve, there is no darkness at all. There is no darkness, because how can a God of light can be full of darkness? He makes everything reveals to you and I. He speaks to you and I when we read His word. When we spend time, when we meditate upon His word, when we come and we open His word, He starts to speak to us. When we pray, we speak to Him. He listens to our prayers. And that's why we need to know that in Him there is no darkness. In this world, He's full of darkness. In our lives, they were full of darkness. If you know Him as your Lord and Savior, you are not full of darkness today. You are a living light for the glory of God. You are the shining light for the glory of God as we look. So we need to have that claim. We need to make the claim that I am a son of a living God. I'm a child of a living God. I was lost in my sin, but now he saved me into his marvelous life by shining his light, by sharing his blood on the cross of Calvary for my sin, so that I can not live in darkness anymore, so that I can live in the light. As we look this morning, the third point is this, that as we see for the glory that Lord gonna shine, that there is a denial. You know, in verse 6, and the Bible says that if you say, we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. And this is where we come, and this is where we just seek God to know that if there is any darkness in us, do we truly have that fellowship with him? Do we truly walk in that light, or are we walking in the darkness? If there is a darkness in us today, then we are lying to ourselves. We're lying to God. God wants to shine the true living light in you and I this morning. So let his light shine. Let we as individual have that fellowship with him, so that we can have that light shine in us and through us. As we see in verse 7, as the Bible says, you know, and that will help you and I to understand that that is the confidence that we have in God. Are you confident this morning to say that I serve a living God? Are you excited to say with the full confidence in your heart, hallelujah, I'm way to heaven. If I die right now without a shadow of doubt, I know where I'm going. Dear friends, there are a lot of people who don't know where they're going. I talk to people. I talk to religious people. And they have no idea. They say, we'll see. But as born-again believer, I have that confidence. Knowing Christ, if anything happened to me, I'm excited. You know, I tell my people in my church, if I die, don't come there and start crying. My pastor, I'm going to get up, I'm going to slap in your face. You need to be excited, because I will be in the glory land. Right? We need to be excited. We shouldn't be afraid of that. That is confidence in Christ. We have full confidence in Christ. And that confidence, he says that, but we, as we walk in the light, as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another. What a great fellowship with another. Once we get together, we don't gossip about others. We have fellowship. We have a great fellowship. The things that God does in our life is because the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sin. Not some sin. It takes care of everything. And that's why we have that fellowship with him. And this fellowship is that we walk in light. We have fellowship with one another. You know, I go anywhere in the world, you know, I meet some born-again believer. It seems that I know him from many, many, many years. I feel that way. Because he loves the Lord. And we all together loves the Lord. And our fellowship is so communion, so unique, so, you know, it's so wonderful to know that he knows the Lord. You know, I was in Christ Church and I met Pastor John. I never met him. First time we met his wife and his himself, and it seems like that I know him from a long time. That's how you become a Christian fellowship with one another, with a born-again believers. That's how it is all about. So I would like to take you to Gospel of Luke for a second, if you can turn with me, Gospel of Luke in chapter 18. And we see here in verse 35 about this blind man. He was blind and he was a beggar. And Jesus used to pass by that way to Jericho. He said he came nigh unto Jericho in verse 35. In verse 36, he, by hearing the multitude was passing by, what it meant, this blind person asked him. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. So there was someone who was having some courtesy and said, okay, Jesus is passing by. So when this blind man heard that Jesus was passing by, in verse 38, the Bible says he cried out, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He cried loud, and he asked Jesus to have mercy on me. In verse 39, the Bible says, and they that which went before rebuked him, keep quiet, ye blind beggar. Phew, go that side. Don't bother. Just imagine. And then this blind beggar knew there is no help from this crowd. He knew that I can't do anything about all these people that is around me. So he got only one opportunity, as you and I have this only one opportunity this morning. You don't know what will happen after this. We don't know every minute, every second we have. When and what can happen to you and I. But here he knew that this is my only opportunity, and that's why he cried aloud and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." He put all his strength, he put his all his energy, and he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord had him. You know, the fortunate about this blind was that he was only blind, but he was not dumb, and he was not deaf. Imagine that if he was dumb and deaf and blind, he would not be able to call unto the Lord. But the Lord has given the opportunity to the blind man as much as the crowd and the disciple that was walking with him. But none of them took that opportunity. There was a need there. This man need the light so that he can see. But the rest of the people in the crowd, they didn't bother about that. They were just looking at their own interest. And that's many times you and I can be just like that, looking at our own interest, forgetting about the need there. And we don't worry about it. Somebody will fix it up. But Jesus knew. Because Jesus was not blind, he was not deaf, neither he was dumb. But he gave that opportunity to everybody, as he's giving opportunity to you and I to be the light of the world. He gave you opportunity today. May not this opportunity come tomorrow. Maybe someone in your family, maybe someone in your workplace or school place is waiting and waiting and seeing that one day you will show him or her what you have that they don't have. That opportunity may come. And here, this blind person knew there was no way this opportunity was going to come. So what he did? He cried to the Lord. And the Bible says, and the Lord had him and asked him to be brought unto him. But he asked Jesus. And then Jesus asks in verse 41, said, "What will thou that I shall do unto thee?" And the blind man says, "Oh Lord, make me a millionaire today. Give me that jet that I can fly around, BMW, big house." No, he didn't ask that, didn't he? He didn't ask about all those things. But he simply asked, "Lord, may I receive my sight? May I receive my sight?" And Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. Thy faith hath saved thee." And then the Bible says, and immediately he received the sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, the Bible says, and all the people, when they saw it, then they gave praise unto God. Many times we lack the kind of opportunity in our life. All the time we lack this opportunity in our life. We need to be a witness for Christ. We need to be the light of the world. If we want to have that kind of fellowship, we need to look for this opportunity. There is opportunity everywhere in the world. People are dying and going to hell. We need to have that burden in our heart to call unto the Lord so that we can reach out to them. My next point, please. As we have that fellowship, as this blind man was able to see, find the light, and he was able to see, and his net was made because he was forgiven. He was forgiven. God wants to forgive you and I today. And again, we go back to our text this morning in 1 John 1, in verse 7, we see that God in Christ has forgiven us. And the Bible says his blood, the second part of verse 7, says, the blood of the Jesus Christ cleanses. There is nothing in the world can cleanse you and me from that righteousness. It is only through the blood of Jesus Christ we are cleansed and we are forgiven. Aren't you glad this morning you can stand before God in the righteousness of Christ because you are forgiven in his blood? Through his blood, we are forgiven this morning. And as we look at the scripture in verse 8, the Bible says there that as we look that the failures is always there. And the truth is not in us in verse 8. And that's where we fail. When we don't have truth, when we are not grounded in the truth, we are the failures. Because that truth that the Bible speaks about in 1 John 1:9, verse 8, we need to know the truth. And what is the truth? His word is truth. Jesus is the truth. He is the only way that men can find assurance. He is the only God can give us the security that we need. So he is the only truth. And we can fail ourselves in many things. But God wants to save us, save you and I, so that we can know him as our Lord and our Savior. We can understand him so that he can walk in us, as we see in verse 8, the second part of verse 8. If you can put my next point, please. And here we can go and we can see that, you know, that there is a confession. We need to make confession. We need to confess before God. In verse 9, tells us that if we confess our sin, it's not because we are faithful. It is because he is faithful. Jesus is faithful. If we confess our sins, the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So there is forgiveness, and there need to be a confession. And that confession is provision of God for you and I to make that confession. As we look at my second point this morning is here, is that, you know, the first thing is that there is an agreement. When you confess, you agree that you are a sinner. And when we confess, we say to Lord, I'm sorry. We say to Lord, Lord, I need you as my Lord and Savior. So that we confess of our sin and acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior. And when we do that, the Bible says the Son, the Father, and the Son and the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us. He becomes our God and our Savior. He guides us, he leads us, and he helps us, he motivates us. And so that we can know that when we wrong, we come unto confession. The next point, please. And here it says in, now, as we look at verse 10, you know, there is all kind of allegation that is around us. And here, verse 10 helps us to understand that. And here, the verse 10 says to you, and if we say that we have not sinned, how many times we declare ourselves righteous and we don't sin? He said, oh, I'm not a sinner. I find a lot of people say, I'm born Christian. Have you met anybody born Christian? Is anybody here born Christian? I'm glad that we are all born sinners, isn't it? We were born in our sin. And I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ acknowledged that we are born sinners and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. So we are sinners, and we need to know this. As we look at my third point this morning, and that is in conclusion. So that is a good part of the sermon, isn't it? He said first to know and to experience. We know him as our Lord and our Savior. We experience him, and we have the true fellowship one with another. And this fellowship is one, and the must first to know God as our Lord and Savior. When you know him as Lord and Savior, then we have a true fellowship with me. Secondly, we see that now you can only know him through his Son. There is no other way. You can try anything in the world, but you cannot know him only through his Son. And then when you know it, then secondly, that we and you and I can do is simply is to, if you can change the slides, please, so that they can have a look. We need to acknowledge the presence of the sins in our life. So this is what we do. When you acknowledge the presence of sins in our life, we do know that we are sinners. And then there is a reminder that remember that sin is anything I do or fail or do which harms other person, harms me, and harms God as well. That's what sin does. It harms you and I so that we cannot see the light through, so that that light cannot shine in us, so that that light cannot work in us through, because the obstacle in our life is sin. So as we want to overcome is that, the next slide please, is this, that when Paul says the wages of sin is death, he meant that, and he declares it, that every time we sin, something dies in you and in me. And this is what dies in you and me as we look at these things. If we can continue there, the first thing is that this, an opportunity dies in us. We're not able to share. Secondly, our reputation, that dies in us. Thirdly, our influence. And fourthly, peace of mind is gone. And fifthly, our relationship is damaged. And then sickly, our sense of joy is gone. We don't feel these things in ourselves because we have lost all those things because of sin. That's what the power of sin is in our life. And that's why Jesus shed his blood so that we can overcome sin. The call is yours. Do you know him as your Lord and Savior? Are you walking in the light? Do you know that light? As the pastor comes and I'll just pray and the pastor will come and I just pray that the Lord will bless us this morning. And Lord, just help us that, Lord, we can see, Lord, what sin does in our lives. Help us, Father, that we can motivate ourselves, Lord, this morning to know you as Lord and Savior. And, Lord, to carry this light, Lord, across the world that people may see and know and glorify the Father which is in heaven. We pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'll ask you to stand with me if you would. Let's all stand together and have a time with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Just being a time of prayer, time of meditating on the word of God that we have heard. Thank you, Lord, for the word. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with God, we have fellowship with one another. So my first question to you is, are you walking in the light? My first question would be, do you know the light? Do you know God? Do you have a relationship with him? As Brother Monty said, it's not about, I've been born a Christian. I've always been a Christian. I grew up in church. These things are not what makes anybody a Christian. Jesus says you must be born again. God accepts you through a new birth, and only he can do that. He accepts you through a new birth, and he has children, not grandchildren. You must be born again. Have you been born again? Do you know for sure that you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ? That's step one, the basic. And so this morning, the invitation is for you to come and trust Jesus. Confess your sins. Repent of your attitude. Repent of your sins and turn to him and follow him. You can do that this morning. Come to him. Christian brothers and sisters, John said also, you know, if we say we have no sin, we're liars. We make him out to be a liar. The truth isn't in us. But he also said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And it seems the longer you grow in Christ, the longer you walk with him, the more confession there is. Because you realize your righteousness is not up to you. You realize your inadequacies. But maybe in our relationship, sin can affect our lives, our fellowship. Maybe there's unconfessed sin in your life that he's calling upon you right now. Come to him. Confess it. That word confess, we've mentioned this before, but it means to say the same things as God does. So in regards to sin, it means to say the same things about it that God does. Confess to him your sin. We're to be light. We're to be light. And maybe the Lord is putting on your heart right now someone that he has put in your life, that you are to be that light to, through your actions, so that they may see your works and glorify the Father, and through your words, that you can share the light with them and don't hide it. Share the gospel, share Jesus with people around you. Now, maybe God has put somebody in your life, And you know it, you realize it, but you haven't been the light that you're supposed to be to them. And so this morning, I ask you to take time right now. Go to the Lord. Commit, well, confess, if there's confession to be made, but commit yourself to Him. Commit yourself to be the light that He wants you to be. Maybe there's some specific people. Commit them to the Lord as you commit yourself. But the invitation is open. Whatever your needs are, would you come to Him? Come now. If you want to pray with somebody, come. Let us help you. Let us help you. Jesus can meet all of your needs. But would you come? Whether it's for salvation, whether it's for recommitment, whether it's just to spend time with the Lord, confession, whatever your needs are, go to Him now. Go to Him now. Come. In just a moment, I'm going to pray. I'm going to close in prayer. But take care of things between you and the Lord right now. Whatever He is convicting your heart about right now, go to Him. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the challenge from the Word this morning and through your man, Pastor Monty. Lord, I pray that we, your people, would be people of the light, because you are light, that we would walk in fellowship as we are walking with you, fellowship with one another, fellowship with you. Lord, I pray that you would hear the hearts of your people as there may be confession to be made, that you, Lord, would cleanse them, that, Lord, you would empower them to be the light that you made them to be, that they would shine brightly. Shine, Lord, for you. Lord, I pray that you would just empower us and prompt us to reach out to those that you've placed in our lives who need Jesus. And through our actions and through our testimony and through our words, that we would be faithful witnesses of Him. Lord, may we have fellowship with each other as we have fellowship with you. If there is anybody here who is uncertain of their own salvation, Lord, would you work in their heart, convict them, bring them to the place that they know they must trust you, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father but through you. May they come to you in faith, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for this message and the challenge from 1 John this morning. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Please take a seat. And just as Bong is coming, I just wanted to reiterate as pastor this card here. I think it's in the announcements, but this card is just given for you to be praying about for the coming week. Next week, we'll take the pledges after the services. And we encourage everybody to have a part, participate. What's our goal this year to raise for missions? What's our goal? Do you remember? Don't forget the 900, okay? Don't forget the $900. $1,900. Well, $100,900. Pray about it. God, what would you have me to do? We encourage everyone to participate. Children, you know, if they get allowance, they can participate in giving to missions as well. Giving as an act of faith, as an act of commitment to the Lord in this regard. Pray about it. Brother Bong?
Thank you, Pastor Ken. Two words that have stuck to my mind from Brother Manny's sermon. That is the word progress. And the other one is opportunity. Now, take this with you, as Pastor Ken said, and pray to the Lord. I am so blessed to know that most of us, some of you have given to missions. Some of you have given dollars. Some of you have given $10. Some of you have given hundreds of dollars. And some of you have given thousands of dollars. Praise God. That's progress. What will it be for this year? Progress. Now we will see it as an opportunity. Lord, I still do not have this amount, but pray. This is an opportunity. Opportunity for us to exercise our faith. So take stock. Have sit down. Talk to the Lord. Lord, you have allowed me to give this much last year. Progress time. What will you have me to do this year? Let's check our faith, Lord. And may God get glory and honor as we commit our pledge for next year. So take this with you and pray and listen to God. Now for the other announcements. On the 30th of August would be, there you go, movie night. My family is going, so we're going to this movie night. So how about you? This would be a good entertainment as well as, you know, seeing some witness or what do you call this? I don't know. Overcomer. Well, come and see Josh or Denise. They are not here, but I think there are sign sheets at the back. Put your name. And that would be on the 30th of August, Friday. Coming up is Father's Day. That would be on the first Sunday of September. Okay. For all of you who are fathers, including me, this is our day. The theme is My Savior Leads Me. Also for the non-fathers, the daughters and the sons and the wives and the mothers, it's an opportune time to think about something for that day, you know, for us. So hopefully we get something special from you. So that would be on the 1st of September. Now, missionaries that we're praying for this week is for, let's continue to pray for Joshua Garikapati as he carry on the legacy that his dad, Joseph, passed on to him. Continue to pray. We have supported them for many years and continue to pray for them for strength, for opportunity, for progress in the work of the Lord over there in that part of the world. New letters are being posted. Check out our missions bulletin board. Continue to also pray for Jason. He has gone home to Thailand or Singapore last week. He has been a blessing to us. Continue to pray for them. And please continue to pray for Pastor Mike and Ginia and the family for strength and for encouragement. So continue to pray for them. Now, birthday time. Anybody celebrating their birthday from tomorrow or from today until Saturday, next Saturday? Anybody? Birthday already? And her name is? Eloise. Wow, happy birthday, Eloise. Anybody else? And Bernice. Where is she? She's not here. Oh, first service, okay. And not only that, birthdays, but wedding anniversaries. We would like to celebrate with you. We would like to sing a happy anniversary song to you. And of course, where's our chocolates? Over there. Anybody? Okay. So let's all stand up, please, and let's sing happy birthday to Louise. And it's her third. Fourth birthday, okay. Second. Come on, Dad. Okay, let's sing. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Take one.
Happy birthday, God bless you, Eloise.
The red one.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, thank you, Pastor Ken.
Happy birthday, Eloise. All right, let's be dismissed. Be sure to greet each other and our guests, the Manis, before you leave. Let them know you'll be praying for them in the ministry there in Fiji. They head out Wednesday. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for the blessing that it's been to be here today. Lord, thank you for Brother Mani and the challenge that he's brought to us, reminding us, Lord, of our mission, our purpose, and why you have us here. Lord, I pray that you would bless them, bless the work in Fiji, and may many more souls come to know Jesus as their Savior and be discipled over there as a result of their faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, God bless you, y'all. You're dismissed. See you next time.